Well, hello everyone and welcome back. Today is Friday, January 11th, 2013. My name is Angela Walton-Raji and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, how is everyone doing today? Wow, hope you've had a good week, had a chance to get a little research in, I hope. But can you believe it? Time is flying. We're almost into the second, or having almost completed 2 weeks in this brand new year. Time is going by quickly, as it always seems to do. Absolutely amazing. But things are going on all around. And with this being sort of a brand new year, I will sort of, I'm going to go through a calendar of events for major events, not every single thing that's going on, but a few major events that you may want to just put on your calendar or make a mental note to go back and check them. I'm putting their corresponding website on the podcast's website as well, so you can take a look at them. But it's good to know what's going to be unfolding this year. Lots of good events are coming up, so I'm excited to be able to share those with you. And, of course, so many things are underway. I hope that you're adhering to some of those New Year goals, maybe to organize your research, maybe to sit down and write your personal story, perhaps to develop that family book or a family newsletter that you've been thinking of doing for some time. Anyway, I hope you have started to work on those many projects that so many of you have been referring to and mentioning online, on Facebook, on Twitter, and so many other places where people post their own interests and goals. I hope you've been able to pick up the ball and get rolling. Anyway, January has taken off in the genealogy world, and I must begin by saying that registration is now open for Maggie. That's right, Maggie, M-A-A-G-I. You have heard me more than one time say, meet me in St. Louis for Maggie. Well, Maggie is the acronym for the Midwestern African American Genealogy Institute. It's going to take place at historic Harris Stowe State University in Midtown, St. Louis, Missouri, July 9th through 11th of this year. This will be the very first time that an African American Genealogy Institute will be held at an historically Black institution, and it promises to be quite an experience. Among just some of the speakers, and there are quite a few, but among some of the speakers are Tamla Tenpenny Lewis, National President of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society; Thomas McKenty, noted blogger, lecturer, and leader in the genealogical blogging community, also the president of the Association of Professional Genealogists, Kenyatta Berry; Blog Talk Radio host Bernice Alexander Bennett; genealogist and documentarian Nika Sewell Smith; Allen County Library Genealogical Department Manager Kurt Witcher; Black coal miner specialist Tim Pennick; and so many more. The list is wonderful. Check out the website maggie-stl.org. Note that registration has begun. Save your place and meet me in St. Louis. I'm so excited about going to Maggie. Anyway, you know I'm putting a link for you on the website, so click it, go to it, and think about registering, and hope to see you there in July. From Northern California, I was directed to a series of workshops that are going to be held for African American researchers, and there are five of these workshops. And here are the titles. It's really kind of exciting. As I said, this is in Northern California. All of the classes will take place at the Oakland Family Search Library on Lincoln Avenue in Oakland, California. Each class begins at 6:30 p.m. promptly. But listen to some of the titles of these workshops, beginning, as they said, it's a 5-part series, beginning on January the 29th, there will be a session on Freedmen's Bureau Records. That is Record Group 105, and many of you know they have been digitized, so they have been preserved, but they're not indexed, so it will be wonderful to listen to a presentation that's going to go in depth about how to utilize, how to look for the Freedmen's Bureau records, and to really explore what's there. On February 5th, part 2 of this series will consist of a session on historical Black newspapers. Many of you are certainly appreciative of the fact that there were many, many fascinating stories and histories that are captured, sometimes found really on what I would call the society pages, but many times, particularly in the years of the migration, you found so many people writing about events that were going on right at home, especially in those rural southern communities. But there will be a session on how to find ancestors in historical Black newspapers. On February the 12th, a session entitled Best Websites for African American Genealogy. You know, the internet is very dynamic. It changes frequently. And sometimes it's hard to keep up. Well, a workshop such as this will give you an overview of what is out there and how to really utilize the resources. We know how important sometimes it is to turn off the computer. Everything is not online. As much as we'd like to think that it could be, should be, might be, ought to be, well, it isn't. Sometimes it's time to turn off the computer and hit the road. Get to the courthouse, go and visit the cemeteries, and talk to others. This will be a very good session on the need to just turn things off and get turned on by things in real time. On the 26th, sort of the wave of the future, will be a discussion and presentation on DNA research. What a fascinating series of presentations, of sessions, of classes that are being offered, again, from the African American Historical and Genealogical Society of Northern California. I've put a link to the site so you can take a look and you can get information on how to register. Now, the instructors for this series are Nika Sewell-Smith, Annette Madden, Janice Sellers, and Alvis Ward. Fascinating. A sponsor of the event, as I said, is the Northern California African American Genealogy Society. And I just hope that you will, if you're in that area, have a chance to visit and to participate. By the way, if you haven't noticed, speaking of Northern California, there's a lot of wonderful, what I would say is just positive energy coming out of the same community, out of the same society. If you have not noticed, the Northern California Afro-American Genealogical Society is now hosting regular podcasts and interviews with fascinating writers, archivists, genealogists. Pay attention to what they're doing. Keep your eyes on their website. They are offering not just information to their members, but they are on top of social media and putting their information out there on more than one platform. Go to their website, bookmark it, and just keep them on your radar. Very, very important things are going on, definitely. By the way, I mentioned an overall genealogy calendar. I do want you to start to think of certainly of this year. Some very good workshops and events are coming up. Family Tree University, by the way, is having their virtual conference again. I'm putting some information on the podcast website for you to register. You might find it to be quite interesting, and hopefully you will consider participating in that. That's going to take place in the month of February. Coming up in March, there will be the Association of Professional Genealogists, their annual conference, their professional management conference, coming up in March, March the 19th and 20th, in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, Salt Lake City is the place to be because immediately following the APG conference will be Roots Tech. That's right. Roots Tech. Remember, the last 2 years, this will only be the third year that Roots Tech will be hosting its conference. But you may recall that last year, the conference was held in February. Well, it's held in March this year, and it is kind of neat because the APG conference, which is sort of piggybacking on the Roots Tech event, it ends the 20th, and Roots Tech begins the very next day on the 21st, also in Salt Lake City, Utah. Registration is open, and as usual, I have put a link for you on the podcast website. So March is definitely looking very, very promising. One area of genealogical research that I hope that there will be more people who are going to get involved in it is the Forensic Genealogy Institute. Well, I'll say get involved with at least this area of study and this area of research. I myself am interested, and I'm hoping if not in 2013, then perhaps in 2014. I can maybe attend one of their conferences and learn. Oh my gosh. You must go on the website forensicgenealogists.com and take a look. Their annual conference, by the way, is coming up in April, April the 11th. I don't think I gave you those days. April the 11th through the 13th. Well, as I said, this is something that is new. It's growing. There is a very, very strong interest that individuals have. There's also even a Council for the Advancement of Forensic Genealogy, which is a professional business league. Fascinating things that they talk about. There are all kinds of arenas in which one can pursue. Look at the areas of specialty within this whole arena called, or this study area called, forensic genealogy. Oh my goodness, it's covering things specifically from a legal point, a standpoint one must really understand. They're going to be talking about different techniques and strategies for genetic genealogy, proof of lineal descent, how to search for living people, particularly what sort of resources are there for the non-private investigator, the types of work that individuals can produce, the reports, affidavits, charts, exhibits, and the roles of disinterested witnesses and expert witnesses. Fascinating data that is there, and there are the legal and ethical considerations that one must have when one is wandering into that arena of forensic genealogy. And the role of the forensic genealogist will be studied, as well as the business aspects. How do you become educated? How do you become trained? What kind of experience do you need? What are the credentials? The website, forensicgenealogists.com, that's genealogists with an S at the end, .com, just a tremendous, tremendous resource. I'm glad to see that something that was budding not too long ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it is truly emerging now as really something that has come into its own as an area of study, as a discipline. And I hope that you will pay attention to that. I think that it will certainly be worthwhile and worth your time. This is going to take place, by the way, in Dallas, Texas. And I've put some information there for you. I think that you'll find it quite fascinating indeed. Well, one of the things I'm always excited about is the summer. And summer means Samford. Always a good time. However, right before Sanford, there's another party going on out west in California. I'm talking about the Southern California Genealogy Jamboree, and I must say that I'm quite honored to be participating in the Jamboree this coming year. We're talking June the 6th through the 9th, and then that very same day, I'll be getting up early, flying to Birmingham, Alabama, to check in for Sanford, Sanford Institute of Genealogical Research. I'm excited about that. That's the week of June the 9th through the 14th. And by the way, registration is going to be opening up very, very soon for Sanford. You know it can crash sometimes. You know it fills up quickly. So by all means, you definitely want to sign up for that. There are some new tracks that are being offered, including one on the five civilized tribes. And again, I am honored again, as I have an opportunity to speak in that track this summer. Well, you've heard me say it once, and you're going to hear me say it again. Meet me in St. Louis. I'm referring to Maggie. Mark your calendars, Maggie. The Midwestern African American Genealogy Institute in St. Louis, Missouri. The website is up on the podcast site for you to take a look at. It's simple to remember, maggie-saintl.org. Maggie, maagi-saintl.org. That's July the 9th through the 11th. August promises to be just as interesting. The Federation of Genealogical Societies will hold its annual conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And many of you know that of course, Fort Wayne is going to be a draw because of the presence of the Allen County Public Library. For those of you who are not familiar, this is not an ordinary library. This is probably the largest genealogy library outside of Salt Lake City, certainly east of the Mississippi. And the opportunity to attend a conference while being there is just divine because of so many of the research holdings that they have. Put it on your calendar, August 21st through the 24th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I don't know about you, but I'll be wrapping things up in October in Nashville, Tennessee, October the 10th through the 13th, the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society will hold its annual conference, October 10th through the 13th in Nashville. This will be the 34th annual conference of this organization, and the theme, 150 Sounds of Freedom, Sesquicentennial of the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm excited to be able to participate this year, which is a milestone year. And, you know, we need to celebrate ourselves, celebrate our freedom, celebrate things certainly as they have come to change and how things can also be in the future. There are so many things to take advantage of. So, certainly, I hope that you will take that their conference theme and that spirit in which it was developed and make it a part of your own personal theme as well. There are, of course, regional meetings that are underway. The Middle Peninsula, and we're referring to a group out of Virginia, the Middle Peninsula African American Genealogical and Historical Society of Virginia, MPOGS is their acronym, will hold their monthly meeting. Oh dear, am I thinking of food? They will hold their monthly meeting tomorrow, January the 12th at 11 a.m. at the Essex County Public Library in Tappahannock, Virginia. And of course, all persons who are interested in African American genealogy and history are invited to attend. From experienced researchers to the novices, all are welcome. One of the things that I do particularly enjoy is the fact that the genealogical community is one in which there is room for everyone. And I like and appreciate the fact that newcomers are welcomed just as easily as well as those veterans out there who've been sort of stomping the trail for many, many years. There's so much room, and hopefully we realize, all of us remember, we were all beginners at one point ourselves as well. By the way, as I mentioned, something that caught my eye when I was looking at the event that's taking place tomorrow at in Tappahannock, one of the things that I was really excited to see, they're going to be talking about how to use internet sites and really show people how to use Ancestry, how to use Family Search, and really to find out different creative uses of some of those frequently visited sites, but many people don't look beyond just the census to find things. And I'm hoping that if you're in that area in Tappahannock, in sort of the middle part of that peninsula, definitely try and make that meeting. You know, there's so many things that are out there now. And there are often a number of groups that are out there also addressing and sharing with their members how to get wired, so to speak, and how to connect in ways that were just not done before. Well, I mentioned earlier Nika Sewell Smith, and as you know, last night she was a guest on Bernice Bennett's Blog Talk Radio program. Now, Nika, who comes out of Northern California, you must visit her website, her family website, atlasfamily.org, Atlas, as in a globe or as in a map, and Atlas, the atlasfamily.org site, which is amazing. Well, one of the things I enjoyed was how Ms. Smith talked about her use of technology and social media to connect with young people, to get young people interested in genealogy. And this is something many people ask, what can we do to encourage our youth to get involved? Well, very simply, you've got to not sit and wait or hope that they come to you. You've got to go where they are. And where are they? They are on Facebook, they're on Instagram, and they're on Twitter. And if you're not there, they may not connect. There's so many young people, as an example that she shared, so many young people are befriending others sometimes who just have their last name. They share a last name and want to know, gee, are we related? I wonder how. Well, a person with a certain skill set can go and approach some of the same young people in the family, in the community, go where they are and get them involved, and get them involved in some of the activities to begin or initiate a search. One thing that I like that she addressed was also how to connect with young people, from children, little kids, to those teenagers, those in-betweeners, those tweens, and even those who are young adults who are also asking questions, who are also wondering, I wonder, can I actually find anything on my family? You'd be surprised. Now, of course, in many schools, there are plenty of young people who are not going to escape that proverbial task, probably in middle school, of having to go and find some information on the family. Well, she shared a wonderful anecdote of a young person with whom she had been involved in a classroom situation, and they were all encouraging this young man to talk to his grandmother, talk to his grandmother. And he mentioned, oh yeah, my grandmother, I think, has lots of things. She has a treasure up in the attic. He called his grandmother one who was holding the keys to the Holy Grail, and the Holy Grail was upstairs in the attic. Well, eventually, with some time, the young man started talking to his grandmother, and guess what? She gave him access to the Holy Grail. Wonderful story. And I'm hoping that in that particular case that the young man is going to consider talking about that story an awful lot more and what he was able to learn from it. But it was such a wonderful, wonderful show. The lesson simply being that, you know, if you're not involved or if you're not online, well, connect with that niece or that nephew or that grandson or granddaughter who is connected, and to start to ask them maybe to create a page for you or to create a page for the family if you don't know how to create a page for the family. Show them a picture. Let them do. They know how to go from the phone to the internet with a click, even if you don't know how to do it. Go to where they are. Wonderful lesson, wonderful overview, and a great concept on how to connect. I'm so happy to see that there's so many organizations now that are putting some energy into teaching their members on how not to be afraid of also going online. I've heard plenty of people say, oh, I don't know about that Facebook, you know, there's some weird people who are there. Well, you know, there's some weird people in the telephone directory, but that doesn't mean that you don't use the directory or that you don't keep one in your home. It's your choice on how you use it, what you're looking up, and who you dial. Well, these are the same things. It's a new medium. It's still new for many people, meaning the whole internet phenomenon. And so many people are a little bit intimidated or are a bit timid about it. But it's a wonderful tool. Embrace it. Use it. And you know you have cell phones. Often we just don't know what they can do. So anyway, it was a great show, quite a motivating one. And listen to the voice of the future with the advice that she was able to give. This, as I said, was last night on Bernice Bennett's show that she hosts every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. Just type www.blogtalkradio.com/Bernice Bennett, and it'll take you to archived versions of the show that are immediately archived as soon as the show goes off the air. Anyway, oh my goodness, wow, I look at the time, where does it go? I'm going to wind things down for this week. As I said, I was glad to share some things in a calendar with you. So glad that you've taken a little bit of time out of your busy schedule to listen to me. And I urge you, of course, to keep doing what you do. And you know what that is. Keep researching. Keep documenting. And yes, always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Be well and be safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.